I see some of you may have seen this film, Silence. Today we celebrate the martyrdom of the Chinese. The weakest cries, even before death. So it's not easy to witness. But don't be afraid. So far, we do not have the grace to be a martyr. When you become a martyr, you will have the grace. So don't have to think what will be. When the time comes, the Holy Spirit will be with you. So it's not a matter of how in the future, how to answer. Jesus says, don't worry, the Holy Spirit will come. But your time, just live in peace. But as we are baptized in Christ, we share the life of Christ. And the life of Christ is not always easy. Because he come on earth to serve, to love, to serve. At times, you have to die of your own self, your egoism, in order to accept others. You need to have an open heart always. It's not easy because we are sometimes quite selfish. To follow Christ means to open our heart, let the Spirit in us to work, to speak, not you. That's why you need time to be quiet, to let the Holy Spirit in. You have to ask. Ask will be given, lock will open. Seek and you will find. So at times, our life, since we follow Christ, we share his life. No matter time of difficulties or joy, always in the blessing of the Lord. So we are always be at peace. That's why Jesus come on earth. He come to so that we can have real peace. Peace comes from laziness. Peace comes the eagerness to follow the will of God the Father. Each one of us is different. Don't think about what the other person is doing. Once Peter was asking Jesus, because when Jesus said, Peter, now you are young, you can go anywhere you like. When you're old, you cannot. But then Peter asked Jesus, what about John, who was sitting, standing by the side of Jesus? What Jesus said, mind your own business. You just follow me. So true. Many times look around and say, what about he? What about she? Jesus will say the same thing to you. Mind your own business. Just follow me. To follow Jesus means to follow him in the attitude of love. Love means always losing yourself. Open heart to listen. Give a helping hand. And be humble. Lastly, be joyful. At times many people say, the Catholics are not joyful. They always been so serious to observe the commandments and serve the law of Christ, all the church, and they don't smile much. To follow Christ means, at times, of course, we have to follow the cross. But the cross makes you free from yourself, free from material goods, so that we can be always say our yes to God the Father. And this is our joy. We don't know to what extent we can follow Jesus. But important on a daily basis. We don't want tomorrow. Don't worry so much. But even yesterday, never come back. What God's will is always the present moment. Just till we open heart. For example, this moment when you're listening, with open heart to listen to the gospel, the word of God. Have the mind rest in this life, in this message. So this is how it's our martyrdom. Martyrdom means to die of your own self for the will of God. So today we pray special way for the faith in China. So far it's not so free. Although at times the policies are free, but it's not so free. That means we have to pray so that all the hearts be always free from all disturbance from outside, and we always live up. Especially today in Hong Kong, we enjoy kind of freedom. So we thank the Lord and also pray for the people in China so that they can one day, like us, they always have the freedom to worship the Lord, to praise the Lord without any fear of other peoples. So we let's pray together. Please stand.